And it should be a corker. Matthew Abraham and David Bevan with you. 16's a forecast top right now. 5 degrees in Adelaide. Mark Levine joins us. He's a constitutional attorney. Formerly worked for the US Congress and then decided to do something interesting. So now has a radio program. Mark, good morning to you. Good evening in your time, obviously.
Good morning to you. Good afternoon. I was going to say it's a beautiful summer day here in Washington, but I don't want to get in trouble with whoever's number ends in five.
You know how careful...
You
know how careful you have to be, don't you, on radio, Mark?
I do. Very careful.
Do you have a gas hot water heater then, Mark?
I do have a gas hot water heater.
Do you know how to light it? Apparently women don't know how to light pilots on gas hot water heaters, I read overnight.
You know what's funny? My hot water heater and the pilot light never seems to go out, but the furnace that I use every winter, that one goes out all the time, and it's actually really tricky. You have to sort of hold the button down, and I get these long matches and stick it in this hole and kind of hope that it lights before the match goes down. It is a little tricky.
It sounds very dangerous, Mark.
Yes.
It probably is.
A naked flame, gas, what could possibly go wrong? Now, Mark, what could possibly have gone wrong with the Supreme Court? I think, from what I've read, there are quite a lot of conservative lobbyists, etc., or groups who are taken aback by the Supreme Court rulings on gay marriage. What have they done, and was it a surprise?
You know, I wasn't surprised at all, actually. This is what I predicted. I'll get a few points for that. It was a 5-4 ruling, but basically it all has to do with the United States Constitution. See, the federal government decided years before there was ever any same-sex marriage in the United States that it would not recognize states that had same-sex marriage. Well, then, lo and behold, 12, now 13 states in the United States, about a quarter of them, do have same-sex marriage. And the question was, could the states that allow couples to get married then discriminate against them at the federal level? And, of course, the Constitution of the United States says nothing about marriage whatsoever, so the idea that Congress passed a law about something of which it has really no power over seemed to convince the Fifth Justice to join with the liberals and to vote it down.
Now, is this one of those cases where, by deciding not to do something, so they declined a case from California, they effectively allow same-sex marriage in California?
That's right. There were two cases. The one I talked about was the federal marriage case. The other one was, you're absolutely right, California. A lower court judge decided that the California statute that prohibited gay couples from marrying was unconstitutional. And then an interesting thing happened. The governor and the attorney general said, oh, yep, you're right, we agree. The California law is unconstitutional. So they refused to appeal it further. They said, we agree. The law's wrong, and we're happy to have gay couples marry, which, of course, is becoming increasingly popular in California. And so then they went and appealed anyway, and the Supreme Court said, if your government won't defend it, if the California government won't defend it, you're not going to bring it here. No one here should properly defend it. And so we're not going to do anything. But by not doing anything, they effectively made America's largest state available for gay couples to marry.
So where is this going to go, Mark? Are we going to see more states in America adopt same-sex marriage?
Absolutely. Like I said, about a third of the U.S. population now lives in states that have same-sex marriage. The next stops will probably be Illinois, Oregon, and Hawaii are probably next on the list. And I think you'll just see states increasingly change. Right now, a majority of the American population supports same-sex marriage. But of course, like any federal system, we have states that where it's widely supported, like California and New York, and states that are widely opposed, like Mississippi and Alabama. So I think we're going to see a state-by-state increasing number, so that my prediction is in about 10 years, it'll be all across the United States. But it's going to go state by state.
Mark, I sometimes wonder, what's more powerful, the Supreme Court or American television? The impact that a show such as Modern Family, what sort of an impact, or Ellen, where prominent gay people appear on TV and you know, they haven't got one eye in the middle of their head. In fact, the Cam and Mitch on Modern Family, they're very, very funny. They're incredibly lovable guys. That must change the way people think.
Oh, absolutely. I would argue the television show has more power than the United States Supreme Court. In fact, Vice President Joe Biden, when he endorsed marriage equality a day and a half before the president did, our vice president likes to sort of jump the gun a bit, but when he did, he cited Will and Grace, which was the first real show in America that showed gay people as ordinary people to be laughed at, to be sure, because all people are to be laughed at, but not particularly weird or deformed or anything like that, as you say. And he cited Will and Grace as one of the reasons that he changed his mind.
Yeah, and I agree with David on that. When I see a program, more Modern Family than the Ellen DeGeneres, in that you see this large family that where there's a homosexual couple, married homosexual couple, I think. I don't know what their status is. The father having to accept that, even though, you know, he fits a stereotype of your sort of classic American male sort of dad, I suppose. All that sort of thing going on, you know, the complications there. And you look at that and you think, all the people who are in a way defending sort of what you'd call traditional marriage, you're really going to be up against it there, because it's a very popular program and it's, you know, must be striking a chord for some reason.
Yeah, and it's more than the programs. It's the fact that in virtually every modern family, if you go far enough out to all your aunts, uncles, and cousins, we all have gay relatives. So people know their own families. Really, the only difference between now and 30 years ago is that 30 years ago, gay people stayed quiet. They didn't let people know their sexual orientation. And so families would say, we don't know any gay people. Today, it's very, very hard for Americans to say that, because if there's someone in their family or one of their friends or one of their colleagues at work or, you know, maybe their doctor, lawyer, or who knows what, maybe their florist, whoever it is, they do know gay people. And as more gay people have come out, that in and of itself, I think, has been the major thing that has changed public opinion really dramatically. I don't think you'll see many questions where 10, 20 years ago, two-thirds of American people were solidly opposed to same-sex marriage, and today a solid majority support it.
Yeah. So you're saying, anyway, the Supreme Court has left the law unchanged where same-sex marriages are not endorsed, but around the nation, but state by state, they've effectively opened the way for that, or certainly in California. And so it's an interesting,
right.
It's an interesting issue.
I was just going to say, these are, of course, major states. California, New York, Massachusetts, these are not tiny states. These are the nation's biggest and once some would argue, the most influential states have made the jump first.
Well, Mark, good luck with your gas heater.
Thank you. I don't need it now. It's summer, so
well, that's
I'm
good.
Hot.
Well, and I'm sure it's a beautiful summer.
It is a wonderful day.
Wherever you are.
Well, I can't say that because I don't want to get in trouble with your listener. I'll just say that it's warm and sunny.
Excellent. And we hope we can talk to you again. We loved talking to you this morning. Thanks, Mark.
Anytime. Thanks for calling.
If you want to find out more or listen to him as well, marklevinetalk.com is his online site and radio. He's a radio and TV talk show host, nationally syndicated in America. Interesting man.